Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Stripe Show, the podcast for Juventus fan all over the world by Juventus fan all over the world. With me today, Colin Power. Hi, Colin, and Thiago Bonaparte. Hi, Thiago.
Hi, great. Welcome to your home, guys, because Stripes is the home for all Juventus fans.
You couldn't have said better, honestly, Thiago, than that. So, yeah, so we are like a couple of days before what could be like the most important game of the year. And even if nobody is talking about this game, because everybody looks is more focused on what's happening around Juventus, so who's going to be the new president, even if TK Juventus could stick with Agnelli, who's going to be the new coach, who's going to go, who's going to come. Okay, this game will definitely a big meaning, because winning this game basically will help us to secure a Champions League spot. Okay, so, and even honestly, I would like to say even a tie would be a bad result for us. Okay, but definitely we need to put some focus on this game, so the game against Milan. So, Colin, you want to start with what you think about the game?
Yeah, we've got three teams on the same amount of points, so you're right, a tie doesn't help anyone if the third team wins. Yeah, everything depends on it, really. So the mercato, negotiations with current players, Ronaldo, Dybala, any prospective players we want to bring in, a coach, if a coach is going to come in. Champions League football is vital. I mean, guys that have been talked about, like Zinedine Zidane today, obviously he went out of the Champions League last night, so speculation is rife in Madrid that he might leave Real. So again, if Juve were to bring him in, then you're going to have Champions League football, and probably the same for Allegri. If Allegri was to come, then I'm sure he'd be more likely to come if there was Champions League football.
Yeah, I agree a little bit, but you know, we are worried about this match. Of course, a clean sheet would be awesome, but even a 2-1 or 3-1, the victory would be such a key to the to maybe concretize this deal, because the end is thing as fast as possible. Because honestly, I don't want to struggle till the last round, the last fixture. And of course, Inter will play with everything against us, because it would be important for them. And we know, as Conte loves to fight for a record and for numbers. And for Inter, it's important to maybe show some kind of strength against us. And despite the fact that we were worried about Chiesa, and it seems that he will be available, there is always some questions about how, most precisely, how we will face this match. Tonight, I think the most important thing is the mental game. But honestly, during the match, I think that after what we saw at Friuli, at Dacia Arena, would be so important to see a good performance. But right now, we don't need only a performance, we need the points. It's the most important thing. But as Colin said, what's happening outside the pitch, it's on the news. But honestly, the focus must be around the pitch.
I couldn't agree more with you, Thiago, honestly. Yes, and Juventus-Milan is not like a normal game, you know. There is a lot of stories between the two teams. It's a part of the Serie A history, okay? We have a lot of good memories when we talk about Juventus-Milan. Of course, there is some bad one too as well, okay? And this, honestly, we're not going to battle for winning the Scudetto like most of the time happened in the past. But yes, this is definitely has a great meaning, because we're battling for a Champions League spot, okay? And honestly, and if I haven't understood incorrectly, Colin, I think a tie wouldn't be so bad, so devastating. A loss would be devastating. Of course, we need to win. We done. I honestly don't care how. Okay, it could be that the ugliest game ever, like the game we played in Udine last Sunday. Okay, mm-hmm. was on the most horrible game I ever experienced. Okay, we just need to win the game. So, Milan. Look, it looked like Milan is not going, because talking about Juventus, I'm not expecting like a good game. We haven't had a good game from Juventus since forever, okay? So honestly, right now, I just expect Juventus to struggle through the game and eventually some of our champions, because we still have great play in our teams, starting with Ronaldo and then De Ligt and then Dybala and then Cuadrado and then Kulusevski or Chiesa that is back. I expect one of them making like a play that is going to save our season, okay? Milan, it looked like Milan is not going through is the best moment this season. And of course, even we need to consider that this is like was like a kind of like an odd season because of all the things that happened. And even more for Milan, they started even earlier because they had to go through the Europa League qualification playoff, okay? So they even started before. So maybe right now they're really like low on energy level, okay? But I'm sure that this game means a lot for them, because it could bring them back to Champions League after many years, okay? And honestly, they have some good players too, okay? Starting with Donnarumma and then Teo Hernandez and then Ibrahimovic, okay? And definitely, I expect Milan have played their usual game they play, and Ibrahimovic looks is back, okay, and they're gonna play. Looks like they're gonna play with the usual 4-2-3-1. I don't know who's gonna start. If Kier is gonna start with Romagnoli or Kier is gonna start with Tomori in the back, okay, and then Juventus, of course. Honestly, I have no idea who's gonna start for Juventus, because every Sunday Pirlo is surprising now with a different starting in 11. Okay, so Morata and Chiesa look they're back. Okay, they're available for the game. I have no idea how many minutes Chiesa would have on this game, because we need to consider that he's back after a couple of weeks, and then we need to consider that we have to play on Wednesday and then on Saturday against Inter. So it's really a difficult stretch of the season. We definitely need all the players we have, okay? So I don't know if Chiesa is going to start, or we're going to have like Cuadrado plays a winger, or he's going to play like a right back. I don't know. I would think De Ligt is going to start for sure. Honestly, maybe since Bonucci is struggling a lot with like physical striker, and I for sure he will struggle against Ibrahimovic, maybe Chiellini would be a better choice and Chiellini and Ibrahimovic go back a lot, like in heated exchange through the game. But other than that, I don't even know who's gonna start as a goalie. So the only player I think is gonna start for sure is gonna be Ronaldo, and the other one is De Ligt. So what do you think, Colin? They're gonna be the Pirlo's choice for this game?
I actually really hope GG plays in goal. Looking at the goal that we conceded against Udinese, it was Sandro's man, like as a left back, but it just, the whole thing just looked very badly organized, and I just think GG brings that level of organization with him, and it seems like everybody is a little bit more focused when he's basically shouting at everybody, telling them what to do, and we see much less mistakes, simple mistakes where it looks like carelessness when he's there. So I don't know. I mean, lots of speculation about Tech, about Chesney this week as well. So we really don't know. I heard things that maybe he was upset about the speculation. I mean, we don't know, but yeah, I mean, De Ligt is there. I definitely prefer Chiellini, just for the battle. If it's going to be like a tough exchange, we saw Bonucci really struggle against Okaka last week, another big, strong, physical centre forward, very much like Zlatan in, you know, his physical sense. And Bonucci struggled big time against him. So Chiello, I think, is a good shout. Ronaldo, Dybala, up front. I just, you know, I would prefer to see Morata to have a number nine there, but I don't know if it's going to happen. Chiesa, I think you're right. I don't think he's going to play 90 minutes. We could see him come from the bench. I mean, last week we heard reports midweek that Chiesa was training fully and we expected him to start, and then he didn't, you know. So they're saying the same thing this week. Like today they said it, and yesterday they said it. All the big guys said it, but I still have my doubts about his fitness.
You know, I think that there is a very nice chance to see Buffon playing this match, because he's a clutch player too for this kind of situation. And honestly, I would love to see him playing. The fact that this match is so important, and I'm almost sure that we will see, for example, De Ligt and Chiellini playing the behind, and we'll see, for example, De Ligt resting in the other match. I mean, not resting because we are not able to do that, but he's almost suspended for the amount of yellow cards. So I would bet that we will see Danilo, De Ligt, Chiellini and Alexandre back there, while we'll see in the midfield Rabiot and Betancourt back again as a couple in front of the defense. I'm very in doubt about the situation that if Chiesa will start or not, but there is always that feeling that maybe Cuadrado will be the starting player on the right midfield with Chiesa coming from the bench in the second half. Or we'll see, for example, Chiesa starting on the left, but with Kulusevski coming from the bench right after the second half. Because honestly, we saw a great Kulusevski against Terenans in the first part of the season. It would be so nice to see that again, especially because right now Milan is not in the top form of the shape, and honestly they are a little bit afraid of what's going to happen the next matches, and there is a lot of pressure on Pioli from his role. There are rumors about Sarri, about other coaches for Milan as well, but as we know, it seems that Donnarumma is very close to Juventus, and there are rumors about Romagnoli, about Calhanoglu, but the pressure is so high on them, on their back as well. But we care only about Juventus and about the 3 points right now. And this optimistic feeling that we have about having the points, it doesn't matter how, it's because it's impossible to play worse than we played against Udinese. So
absolutely.
Don't jinx it.
You never know, honestly. But it's a key match. It's a key match. And I'm so excited for this match because I always have that feeling that Juventus shirt is so heavy, so strong, is so able to overcome some bad situations, that this is the moment that we are waiting for.
Yeah, look, of course, one of the key questions they're going to have for Pirlo under the press conference before the game is going to be about Dybala. Actually, Dybala, historically, most of the time, had a like great performance against Milan, okay? And for whatever reason, he's always... Even like in the game we played in San Siro some month ago, he probably had the best game of the season. Not that we have many to choose between, right? But he had like a great game. He had a couple of assists for Chiesa, okay? And I think if Dybala and Ronaldo are going to start, I think we're going to see McKennie. So maybe Cuadrado on the right, McKennie on the left, with being free to move, like, play like more like a striker, like a fake nine too, okay?
A 4-3-3, you think?
No, maybe it's a 4-4-2, but you know that sometimes McKennie has always like the freedom to move whatever he wants. Or, yeah. I don't know, last week McKennie played like a center midfielder alongside Betancourt. I don't think Pirlo would leave Rabiot on the bench. I still don't understand why he left Rabiot on the bench last week.
I agree.
Because like or not, I think Rabiot has been really consistent for us, okay? And is not really well loved between Juventus fans, but I don't think he's one of the biggest issues between Juventus. I think Juventus are the biggest issue than Rabiot, okay? The problem is like... we don't have anybody that could give like Betancourt a break. Even like Artur looking is available too, but you want to risk like Artur and Rabiot in the middle. I don't know. Maybe Artur, Rabiot with McKenny on the left and Cuadrado on the right. I don't know. Look, it's unbelievable to me that after 34th game in Serie A, they're going to be the 35th. We still don't know how Pirlo is going to play, and we don't know what are going to be his choices, because we know, look, Milan is going to play 4-2-3-1 with Donnarumma. We're going to have Kier, and then we're going to be between Tomori and Romagnoli. Ternan is going to be on the left, Calabria is going to be on the right, Kessié and Benacer is going to be in the middle, and then they are going to have like Salihamidžić, Çalhanoğlu, Rebic behind Ibrahimovic. That's the way they're going to play. There is no way that Rebic come out, maybe he's going to start Leao. I don't know, Castillejo is suspended, but we're not going to see many different choices than this one.
The sources that I have told me about the situation that if Juventus, for example, beat Milan and secure their spot, for example, as soon as possible, Artur will not play until the end of the season. I mean, they probably will try to anticipate the surgery that makes sense.
Yeah,
because it's not an easy thing. He's playing with such a pain, and that always it's a bothering situation, because we need someone to be a playmaker, and we saw that Betancourt is not that kind of player. We know that Artur had problems with that, with a party in McKennie's house as well, but right now his recovery, it's important. But even if there are rumors that maybe he will leave the club, but that doesn't make sense at all, at least so far. But having players in the condition to be playing for Juventus for a match without risk any another injury would be very important. Doesn't matter who's the manager.
Okay, so we need to mention this thing, because Mandzukic is available. We'll see what's gonna happen. There is not gonna be no fans in the stands, so we'll see what's gonna happen. So let's give a look at what's happening around Serie A this weekend, and we have Napoli playing in La Spezia, okay? And I think it's gonna be a tough game for Napoli.
This is tricky. Okay?
Yeah, this could be a tricky game for Napoli, okay? And Napoli playing without Maksimović, that is tested positive for COVID, and I think without Koulibaly, who is injured, okay? And then we're going to have the game that they're going to interest us, that we're going to have Lazio playing... I lost it. Lazio playing Igesta Fiorentina in Firenze, okay? That should be like a difficult game for them, but it looked like I don't know for whatever reason. Yeah, exactly. It looked like Fiorentina is safe and it's not gonna be relegated, okay? And then we're gonna have Atalanta playing
Parma.
So that's it's pretty safe to say that Atalanta is gonna destroy Parma, right?
Yeah,
it's pretty safe to say that.
Who knows? And, who knows? We can pray. You know, maybe...
Exactly. Well, you never know what's going to happen. Okay, the ball is round. You know, can go there. And it wouldn't be the first time that Atalanta struggled with like an inferior team. So, right?
You know, the fact is that Atalanta deserves to demolish Parma. That's the fact, because right now they were playing so nice that to see maybe they're struggling and falling to the Europa League spot would be very, very, very bad for them. But not that we care, but for the safety, I mean, their mental situation for the Coppa Italia final, I think that let's see what happens. Let's see what happens in this match.
Yeah, let's say that if like Napoli is not winning, because definitely it's going to be like a tough game for them in La Spezia, okay?
Yeah.
And I would expect Lazio to struggle at least a little bit in Fiorentina, but Fiorentina is such a terrible team. You never know what you're going to get from them, okay? Actually, I would love them to be in trouble and like risking to be relegated, but it looks like Benevento is doing everything they can to be relegated in this moment. So But for sure, I would see. I don't know. I'm not gonna count on anybody else. I would love to see Juventus winning the next four games. So we're gonna be like a master of our destiny, right? So, and yeah. I don't know what you expect. Like briefly, Colin and Thiago, will go Colin. What you're gonna expect for this Serie A day?
Sorry, what do I expect from?
Yes,
I mean, I think Juve have to win. I think they will win. I expect Atalanta to win as well, and Napoli. So, I mean, I think we're going to get second place overall.
Positive.
Yeah, you're have optimistic. To be positive. I have to be. Yeah.
Now we go with Thiago. Thiago is not going to be positive
for him. No, you know, I think that Juventus will beat Milan very well. It will be a different story this time. I think we will play a lot better. But I think that, for example, Atalanta will crush Parma for sure. But I'm not saying that that Napoli will not have an easy life against La Spezia, but I think they're risking too much. Napoli is struggling in the moment that they should not, for the team that had a better predictions for this season. You know, I think that they will face the Europa League next season, honestly.
Hopefully. Mm-hmm. Look, then I'm going to wrap up this episode. Okay, that's what it looks like, at least. It looks like when we're going to play like the biggest game of the
yes.
season. Okay, it look we are doing better because it look like we have like the kind of extra motivation, and this against Milan. Look, Juventus Milan is a big game, no matter how you're gonna look at it, into that. Okay, yep. Hopefully that's gonna excite a little bit our player and gonna motivate that. It's gonna give some extra motivation to our player. Okay, and maybe they could give us because look, I can think only the game against the Inter, we play really, really, really bad because even the game against Atalanta a couple of weeks ago, we didn't have this terrible performance if you consider all year around. So we'll see. So guys, we're gonna be back here to give our opinion on the game next week. And as always, guys, fino alla fine.
Ciao.